You ready?
It was a dental. Yeah.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
No, don't interrupt me.
No, I was going to say, I'm slowly catching up on the podcast and on Grata back catalogue. I'm nearly there.
Yeah.
But the last episode that I listened to has a little snippet of us on there.
So
Snippet on Grata?
I didn't hear that. So he's taking a little snip out of the show.
That's it was from the Adequate New Year or whatever it was that the episode was called. It was... that's not it, but it's something like that.
I'll have to go back and listen to it because he also did a call out to me and then he did a call out to you thinking it was you and it wasn't you, it was me.
Oh, right.
On Twitter.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I wrote something. Are we recording? Have I done the intro?
No, we haven't.
No, is this the intro?
This is the intro right now.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock wave. Whether you're in Wagga or outside of Wagga, this is Adam Drummond.
So and whether I'm, you're anywhere, basically.
Whether you're anywhere. If anywhere in the wide world web sphere, this is Adam Drummond. I'm joined by Jamie Way and
that
Matt Olsen.
That was Adam Drummond, yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Good morning.
How you going?
And good evening.
You, I believe, according to IMDb, are the producer of an Australian film, or one of the producers.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure what the official credit is, but I'm definitely on IMDb on the title of Wyrmwood, Wyrmwood. And that is a film that stars one of the British cohorts from Backyard Ashes.
Hang on, wait. That's not the full title of the film.
Isn't it called Road of the Dead?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's like Mad Max meets
You're a producer.
Well, I saw the trailer for it so yesterday and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, it looks awesome. It's exactly how they describe it as Mad Max meets The Walking
Dead. I reckon when I watch it, I'm going to love it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, you will love it, Matt, I'm sure. Don't need to have a crystal ball in front of us to know that for a fact.
Hey, my sister sent me a message too saying it's driving her crazy that we're misusing the word cohort.
Oh, okay. She hasn't listened back to the episode that cleared that all up?
No, well, she has, but we continue to use it wrongly.
What do you mean? I thought it was proven on that thing that it could be used for both.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to make any comment.
Woo, I will make a comment. On the day, I was quite happy to say, yes, I've made a mistake, and I even came up with a reason for making a mistake, saying I misused R instead of S and meant co-host. But then... one of you read out of the dictionary.
Actually, yeah, I looked it up on my phone, and it can be one or
it
both.
It can be one or both.
It's like sheep and sheep. It's
so there you go.
The singular and the collective.
And so we can put that to bed. Rest your pretty little head. It can be used for both. How's that?
There you go.
Sweet. Yeah, there you go, Bianca. My
there you go, Bianca.
Just chill out.
Chillax.
Just chill the fuck out.
Chillax.
I actually saw... I was doing a job a couple of days ago, and another guy was there doing a job of a similar type. And I'm not going to go into any detail because it'll give away who this person is.
Was it the head?
But he used the term chillax.
Yeah,
more times than non-ironically. Used it more times than is normally acceptable.
Ooh. Yeah, anyone who uses that term and means it for what it is.
Yeah.
I think you could use the word douche. I don't know. Excuse me.
I'll say something like that ironically. Like you'll sort of say chillax, like eye rolling.
So thanks, Adam. Where we went from was just me telling a little simple anecdote where there could have been some opportunities for that person if they are listening. Which
was this person's name Devin Schmolson?
No. to figure out who I'm talking about. And then you go to the next stop, which is now
describing
this person's
it.
A douche, which he is probably not.
Do I know this hypothetical person?
I don't know. Maybe.
I probably
anyway, let's move on.
He ain't listening.
Shall we?
Anyway,
is his name Schmadam Shrummond?
No, it's not.
I wouldn't use the word. Excuse me. Got a cough, can't get rid
of it. I say totes every now and then, but in an ironic way. You know how people say, oh, that was totes.
Yeah,
cool,
totes cool.
Do I have, and be honest, do I have a word that, apart from literally...
Pretty much everything that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't have a word, you have a length. you sort of need an editor, like an on-the-fly editor.
I do. No, I am an editor, which is really weird.
It's ironic.
Anyway.
Douche. All right.
You need your own private Oscars orchestra to kind of bring the music up and play you off.
You know what?
A producer sort of like behind the camera giving you the wind-up
signal. You know
what's
really starting to dawn on me is this is one of the real reasons why I'm really bad with women. and started. Finally, I'm 41 years old, and it's starting to dawn on me.
Because if there's one thing they love, it's sitting there. Someone silent who talks a lot. To somebody's story.
What are you going to do to curb it? What are you, have you got anything on in?
Electric shock.
I could wear one of those like Pulp Fiction ball.
That'll make them happy. Yeah, that'll make them comfortable.
No, do you want? Wear a ball strap in your mouth. Do you want me to Cyrano de Bergerac you? Do you want me to like just follow you around and kind of? You will have an earpiece just, in your ear, and then so I'll just I would, say,
you tell me
if
what
you're going
to say.
On too long, I'll just go, hey, wrap it up now, man.
That is a TV show waiting to happen. I go out into the world, and Jamie has an, I've got an earpiece, and Jamie tells me what to say.
A la
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
And also...
Roxanne.
Roxanne was the the Steve Martin version
what's
of it.
The, yeah, Roxanne. What's the Godfather's name?
What? The Godfather.
The Godfather.
The Godfather of Soul. Of Soul. James Brown.
No, the Godfather. The actor. Marlon Brando on the Island of Dr. Moreau. Had
he was given the lines.
And they were just, and he said, I don't want to learn the lines, just give me the lines as
and then I'll do them.
As I'm in the scene.
I've heard that's quite common for those Spanish soap operas as well, the Spanish language telenovelas.
They just tell them what to
say. They all have earbuds in and they have somebody feeding them lines. So they just react. They don't only ever know what the next line is going to be.
Yeah.
Apparently.
That's lazy. Okay.
I think it's brilliant.
On to some news I looked up, because I know you guys got nothing. Have you prepared nothing?
I've told my hilarious
chillax
I've got
anecdote.
That's it.
Your
running progress for the day. And what have you got?
My feet hurt.
Your feet hurt and your hat's on backwards. That's what you've brought into
my
the room.
My Infuso hat.
So I went and looked up topics.
That's Infuso at Turvey Tops in Wagga Wagga.
Oh my God. Have you just done a plug?
Yeah.
Lucky this isn't on the video
good,
version.
They're brilliant. And I'm drinking, best coffee in Wagga.
I'm drinking Pete's Ridge Spring Pure Spring Water.
Yeah, from Pure Pete.
From Officeworks, actually. And you're doing stat collection for the first time on our podcast. Yes, I watched you sign up to it.
I'm trying to make that work. It's
no
difficult.
Good?
Oh, I'm officially academically qualified in
it's really
now.
Difficult.
Would you like my help?
What do you mean officially? What, are you graduated?
No, well, I finished my statistics unit with a distinction.
Wow.
I don't know how to make it work at the moment.
Okay, well, maybe talk to him. He's got a like, frigging distinction.
I'd actually rather. Here's what I'd rather in terms of collecting up data on the podcast.
Mm.
If you are listening to this right now,
hang on,
send me an email
anything,
at matt@cleanslatemedia.com.au.
This is who will respond. Adam Kay, Ben Begley, and
Devin Schmolzen,
and
Liam,
maybe
Liam Campbell. Yep.
You know what we need to do? I was listening because, as I mentioned, you know, I've just moved house. We just bought a house. Yeah. Which is fantastic. Whoops.
Yeah, good on you.
Just bump my
When's the house warming?
It was a couple of days ago, and you weren't invited.
You fucking what?
No, we.
It was awesome. No, I mean,
ixnay.
What? It was,
No.
This is
we
bullshit.
No, we haven't had a housewarming yet. But
I'm going to text Pato and say, "How's Jamie's housewarming?" And
Adam, you were busy.
You're always busy.
You guys made that assumption. I'm texting Pato
now. What was the point that I was getting at with
no
that?
No idea.
Pato.
I can't remember what I was
Michael
starting to say.
Patterson. How?
Friend of the
Let's
show.
Move on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So today I was painting some stuff. Like I'm me and the missus are kind of refurbishing a little bit of furniture. We're sort of, you know, doing that kind of homeowner type dealio.
We're soon going to know whether you had a housewarming or not. Because
I've
just sent a text to Pato saying, how was Jamie's housewarming?
Today.
Yeah, you were painting.
I was listening to podcasts, as one is wont to do, and I heard the Little Dum Dum podcast. Do you listen to the Little
Dum
Dum?
No.
The Little Dum Dum Club?
Nope.
It's Tommy Dasilo and Carl Chandler from Melbourne, a couple of comics from Melbourne who just do like a little podcast. They get like comedians and interesting people in and talk to them. But they were saying that they have a similar problem where they don't really hear from their listeners apart from
the regulars.
Apart from the regulars, but this one thing happened recently where for some reason somebody buggerized around with Carl's with Tommy's Wikipedia page to say that Carl Chandler had died, even though he hadn't.
Kyle Chandler?
Carl.
Oh, Carl, not Carl. Okay.
Carl, like Dr. Carl or Carl Stefanovic.
Yes.
They could be the same thing.
Carl Jr.
Yeah, so it took off on Twitter after that. Was RIP Carl Chandler, the hashtag, even though Carl Chandler is still alive.
Yeah.
And he was kind of moderating the whole thing and retweeting stuff. And it turned into this huge thing where they had hundreds of responses from some sort of weird kind of off joke. Whereas
Wow.
From all these listeners that they never usually hear from. So what I'm saying is we should generate something like that to hear from all our listeners.
Someone, one of us, or do you do someone locally?
Well,
or, like we say, what I'm we thinking, put it out there that Jamie weighs.
Well, I'll tell you what I was thinking is that, as I mentioned before, I'm running a lot lately. Like my sister and I are doing a half, we're doing the Sydney Morning Herald half marathon in May. And I am a large 22 fat
Ks.
Man. Yeah, 21 and a bit.
21 and a bit Ks.
I'm a large fat man. So what I wanted our listeners...
22 would just be way too much.
Yeah, it's crazy. 21 and a bit, fine. 22.
Because you want to sprint at the end, don't you?
What?
You want to sprint at the end. You can't do it if it's 22.
I want to make it to the end. You want to make alive.
It to the end. I bet you walk.
That's the goal.
I bet you walk.
Well, the goal is that I can run it nonstop.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll get there. I'm on track.
I bet you walk.
Yeah. No. No.
We'll see.
One, no.
See, I'm doing this so that it encourages you.
Anyway.
Encourage.
So what I was going to throw out to the listeners is a challenge, you know, if you want to tweet us, tweet the 5 o'clock wave actual Twitter account, or just use the hashtag Jamie's Fitness Tips.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
If you want to give me some fitness tips, like... cut down to only 3 Big Macs at a time. Hashtag Jamie's Fitness Tips.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's a great idea. So people,
you know, things like that. They can
suggestions.
Sort of send me tongue-in-cheek kind of fitness and health tips.
Can we have another hashtag? Hashtag will he run or walk? Hashtag he run or walk? And then you put under that hashtag the answer to what you think will be the response.
Team run or team walk?
Exactly.
Speaking about diets.
I'm team walk.
The 5 o'clock run.
That's great. I like that. Mm. Speaking about diets, did you hear that finally sanity seems to be coming into the paleo argument, the paleo space, because the paleo people, of which...
are they a people?
Mr. Chef, the chef, Australian chef man is a... I'm not going to say his name. Is a...
off MKR?
Yeah.
That's bad enough, isn't it?
Pan McMillan have... put a hold on a new paleo book called Baby Paleo.
Oh, please.
Or it's along those lines, which was a baby paleo diet cookbook.
One of them
was bone marrow or bone breast milk.
Oh,
or
that
something.
Makes sense. But
creating
all the
breast milk by grinding up bone and then.
What for?
Because it's paleo, apparently.
Breast milk is a complete food.
Yeah.
You don't need to.
Yeah.
Supplement it with anything.
Yeah. And it was around in the time, so...
Well, no, but it's the what's in the breast milk is driven supposedly by the paleo, what the mother was eating, and therefore to be able to, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's all bullshit. It's all absolute pseudoscience.
I'm not saying it's bad.
It is bad. I'm saying it's bad.
The diet itself is pretty good. Like the classic rule, as I've always said, I listen to a lot of Dr. Carl, and he quotes somebody else when he says, eat food, mostly vegetables, not too much.
Yep.
Eat food, mostly plants, I think, not too much. Which is great
advice. Unless you want to develop an iron deficiency, and then maybe you should get some red meat in.
There's iron in lots of plant type stuff. Like the one that's quoted a lot is spinach, but that's
true.
Actually not as high in iron as I think.
Or calcium problems.
And Dr. Tickell.
What about calcium issues? Osteoporosis.
I think there's calcium in avocado, isn't there? And banana.
Fine.
There's a seed in an avocado. Dr. Tickell.
There's a lot of potassium in banana, and that's radioactive.
Anyway.
There's little tiny insy wincy seeds in bananas too. And Dr. Tickell said there's 4 things in this world that you can't have too much of. Do you know what they are?
Sex.
Sex is one of them. Vegetables.
Air.
Fish. And laughter. And if you have laughter and sex at the same time, you're obviously old, is what he said.
Or me. Because generally I'm in a state of rapture that it's happening.
Fish, though?
Fish, yeah. So the story is he and his son went all over the world, all 173 different countries and continents, and they studied the healthiest people in the world, and and it turned out that in Asia they're the healthiest, and they eat fish every day. They eat vegetables, lots and lots of vegetables. Their Chinese food, for instance, is very different to Western Chinese food.
Oh yeah,
and you can't have too much laughter and sex as well. Why not? I think that's good. I go for it.
They eat all the weird shit in China, like anything that crawls on the earth or swims in the sea.
Typically, when I have sex, laughter will very soon follow.
Yeah, just before we have sex, laughter ensues.
Before.
Just before.
Typically before
for me. You're
starting
to develop a Pavlovian reaction where if you watch a sitcom with a laugh track, you sport a raging erection.
That's why I try and leave, like the removal of the final bit of clothing to the very last minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then I minimize the amount of like just breaking down on the floor and rolling around
How's
laughing.
How's Tinder going, by the way?
Tinder?
Are you on Tinder?
Oh, nah, chucked
it. Can I have a look at your...
You chucked Tinder?
I chucked it, yeah.
Why?
Because it's stupid.
Well, it's probably not much good in a small country.
I'm too old.
You know what you get if you
That's
chuck
my
Tinder.
Problem. I think women Chunder. Are ageist, Chunder. Quite frankly. Women are ageist.
Well, I mean,
once you get to 40, that's it. Forget it.
They're a lot more ist than that. They've got a lot more ist. Anyway, on to the other topics.
more important
things. Look at this. This is from Paddo's work phone.
Paddo's work phone. He's wanting to know. Oh, he's actually texted me back. Yeah, Hang good. On. Why? Where were you?
I'm going to...
What a
on,
really
what a
g'day mate.
You
you're on speakerphone and we're recording an episode of the 5 o'clock wave.
Oh, that's great. Then why did you take my call? First time listener, long time hearer.
Because I know Adam sent you a message a little while ago about my housewarming, which has not happened.
Yes, it
I
has.
I just want to make it clear.
Paddo and I had a drink together out. while we were both
up.
There.
According to this text, it did happen. Paddo responded, yeah,
Paddo
good, why, where were you?
One saying, can you... Oh, Christ, now someone else is ringing. I'll have to give you a call back, boys.
Oh, you're so busy.
Right on, man.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
We get
story.
Our first ever caller. Is that true, actually?
Call?
We
that
had
is
a call
our first
in?
Ever live call.
No, no, actually, we recorded... this is going to... seem out of chronology for the listeners, but we've recorded a video episode of this where I took a call on my phone.
On
my
phone, that's right.
I
we
totally
did too.
Forgotten about that.
And you'll see that.
I need
you'll
to
see
tell that.
That
person that I talked to on that call that, she
that
got
she's
going to
be in it. Actually,
know.
At the no. moment, I'm not sure if I've included it yet. And what we're talking about, guys, is we're in the process of producing some video episodes of the show for a new TV platform that's going to be launching very soon.
Yeah.
So, so we may, over the next few weeks, we might refer to these video programs. But so stay tuned.
Is it tuned?
It's not.
Say?
That's what I sort
stay
of caught
tuned?
Myself on that because
same
it's not
time,
TV. It's
stay,
not
stay
TV.
Subscribed.
It's not TV. It's
dot TV.
Dot TV.
Oh, yes. I love that. Trademark, by the way,
it's going to be online.
That's
so it's stay
movie.
Stream. Stay streaming. Stay strummed. Stay strummed.
Stay.
I don't know.
Connected?
Someone come up with a.
Stay connected. I like that.
Stay connected.
Stay connected. It's lovely.
That's brilliant.
Stay online.
And hey, when this platform, Adam is itching.
I want to play a game.
To play a game. Let's play a game.
Like grown up marketing professionals, and like this is the extent of our
unbelievable
brainstorming. Stay on, stay thing, stay thing. All right, Paddo's ringing me back. Here we go.
Okay, here we go. Continue on with Paddo.
Speaker.
I'm speaker.
You sure are.
Look, Adam, just so you know, I wouldn't willingly lie to you. It'd be only through my own deception. So there you go.
What happened?
I said I wouldn't willingly lie to Adam. It would be only through Matt Olson's deception that I would do that.
Well, I knew
he's a deceptive and duplicitous character.
I could see him texting.
Yeah.
Oh, massively so.
And now it's all come through.
Oh, hang on, wait a minute. Paddo, the massively bit, let's not go too far, mate. I mean, I've got, that's something that might be quite a hard thing for me to back up.
He's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Haven't you seen the website?
No, I haven't seen no website.
You'll have to come in and do another episode, mate. We're gonna go
we'll
on to a game
version.
That Adam's come up with now, but it's lovely to talk to you. You are our official
first ever.
First call in, what do you call it? Correspondent?
Guest.
Special correspondent in the field, Michael Paddo Patterson.
From Hammond Avenue, this is Michael reporting for the 5 o'clock wave.
Love it.
Oh, what a pro.
Love it. He is
what
a pro.
A pro.
We can capture that now and I can just use that whenever.
Yeah.
So we could
brilliant.
Just
That's our correspondent.
Bring that in. Bang.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Right, game.
Ding, ding,
go.
Ding, ding, ding. This one's called Two Stars.
Wait, is that
what?
The... Wait a minute.
Is that the jingle?
Is that
ding,
the jingle?
Ding, ding, ding,
I can do a better jingle than that.
No, it's not.
What's it called? Two Stars.
Two Stars.
Here we go. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, oh, oh. Two stars.
Well, you vote for which one you like.
Can
most.
I have a go at it?
Yeah,
okay,
Jamie.
Go for it.
Two stars.
You bastard.
You win. Every and time. And I tell you what, I wish this was a video cast. Because watching that was actually funnier than what it would sound.
I'm going to have to record you doing that later.
That you great. Can rip that from the episode for your ringtones.
Yeah, yeah, awesome.
Adam Kay, I'm looking at you.
You actually look like right. you were possessed by different spirits when you were doing it.
The magic of podcasting.
The rules of Two Stars are simple. I will say the names of two actors in Hollywood. You guys have to say the movie they starred in. If it's more than one movie, you get an extra point. Yep. But a point for each correct answer.
Do we buzz in, or is it just whoever can come up with it first?
It's the first one who comes up with it wins. But mm-hmm. if you get it incorrect,
yep.
then it goes to the other person.
Okay.
I'm already confused, but let's just do
I'm
it.
I'm going to say two names and you say the movie.
No, I understand that. It was nothing. The whole buzzing in thing that
don't worry about a buzz. Okay, ready? Yeah. Number bzz, one.
Bzz.
Yes, Matthew.
Top Gun.
Damn it. How did he... did you see this on Dropbox? Okay. First bzz. One. Yes.
Nosferatu.
Damn it.
Nosferatu.
I only had one Willem Dafoe
one. The 1932 Alfred Murnau.
Oh, no, that wasn't... What was Willem Dafoe one?
That was Shadow of a Vampire.
Yeah, loved it. Yeah. Creepy. First one is William H. Macy mm-hmm. and Jeffrey Rush.
Bzz.
Yes?
Mystery Men.
Got it!
Oh,
got it in
nice.
One.
Nice, yeah. The Shoveler.
Yeah, 1999 and, film starring Ben Furious. Stiller as Mr. Furious. William H. Macy played the Shoveler.
One of the
Jeffrey
most,
Rush played the villain.
One
Casanova
of the most
Frankenstein.
Underrated superhero movies.
I watched it again a little while ago.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you believe?
Greg Kinnear does a great job as the douchebag superhero.
As he was rising as a star.
Is it Mr. Fabulous or Mr. Fantastic or something like that? Yeah.
1999, can you believe it?
And Jeff Rush is... Just is it?
His friends call him Jeff.
Is it?
Rushy.
I'm thinking Casanova or something
Casanova Frankenstein. Adam just said that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Thanks I need to listen.
So what I'll do is I'll take one of the actors from that, and then we'll go into the next one and continue on like that. Okay. So it's now Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah.
Shine.
Fuck it.
And Ben Mendelsohn.
And Daniel Craig.
What?
Daniel
Craig and
Jeffrey
Rush
and Daniel Craig. Ooh, think hard. Not necessarily the stars; they just have to appear in it. But I am using all mainstream films.
Yeah. Okay.
The Golden Compass.
No. Jeffrey Rush. He hasn't is not been in the Golden stuff, Compass.
Has he? It's not a Bond film. Jeffrey Rush hasn't been in a Bond film. Is it one of
Time's
the Pirates
up.
Of the Caribbeans?
What I will do is mention another actor in the film.
Yep.
And then you have a clue.
Okay.
Eric Banner.
Wow.
Eric Banner, Daniel Craig, and Jeffrey Rush.
Are all in the same...
All in the same film.
Is this an animated movie?
I'll give you the year that the film was made. No, it's not. No, I don't do animations in Two Stars. 2005. Hooroo! Was the year it was made.
2005 with Jeffrey Rush, Daniel Craig,
it hasn't helped
and
at all,
Banner,
has it?
And Eric Banner.
I'm assuming Banner was the lead.
Banner was the lead.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
was it?
Wow! Surely it's got to end at some stage. I'm going to have to give it away.
Was it Hulk?
No.
It must have been one of those more obscure things. Rom coms he did. No,
Rush wasn't in Black Hawk Down. Nor was Daniel.
And he wasn't in Troy
Three,
either.
2-1
Nothing.
Munich.
Oh, fuck me.
Really?
Yes.
I was only looking at that the other day.
Yeah,
well, not watching it, but looking at it.
It was a good film.
Eric Banner, Daniel
it was
Craig,
good.
Steve, Jeffrey Rush played Ephraim. Number three, Daniel Craig.
Yep.
And Christopher Lee.
Daniel Craig and Christopher Lee.
Yeah, do you like the background music?
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of annoying.
Kind of
but
helps
it's good.
Think, though, doesn't it?
Nope.
No.
Defiance.
Christopher Lee
is not in Defiance.
Dracula.
No, what a ridiculous guess.
I'm just going to start there and work my way up.
Start with Dracula and work your way up.
The Dogs
freak.
Of War. The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
The funny thing is...
The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, the extended edition.
No, Daniel Craig's not in any of those. No, the
What's
funny Christi- thing is...
I'm going off Christopher Lee more than Daniel Craig. Like,
yeah, me too.
I'll
lately?
Give you a clue.
I know.
One of you... has actually mentioned it already.
The Golden Compass.
Correct. 2007 film starring Craig as Lord
Hasdale. So again, I'm losing.
Nicole Kidman as Marissa Coulter, and Christopher Lee played the first High Council.
Oh, wait a minute. No, we've got one each, haven't we? One each.
Are you going to say that Christopher Lee was a secret operative in World War II, or that he released a heavy metal album?
No, neither.
Neither.
Ridiculous.
He has done both of those
things. Or that he reads The Lord of the Rings once every year.
No, I'm going to say Christopher Lee played the man with the golden gun in a James Bond film.
Scaramanga, yeah.
And Daniel Craig is James Bond.
Is that it?
That's it. Bit of trivia.
Clever.
You know,
clever.
Christopher Lee was working on some film where he had to stab somebody in the back, and the director was saying, "I want you to do it like this." And he said, "No,
I already know.
You actually do it like this." And the director was like, "How do you know?" And he's like, "Cause
I've done it."
He stabbed someone.
Several. He worked for the OSS in World War II.
He was a spy. He went and he murdered a lot of Nazis. Well, he didn't murder them, actually, technically.
He said,
it was
this
war.
This is how you do it, and this is the noise it makes, and this is how long it takes him to die.
Do you mean the Nazi party? Have you seen that? Have you seen Tusk?
No,
I've seen it, but
I need to.
I looked away a lot of times.
That was their podcast. Their podcast is called The Nazi Party.
Oh, The Nazi Party. That's right.
Of course, if you're American, it sounds like
and
Nazi.
And it's Haley Joel Osment in Tusk.
That's great. I haven't seen him since The Sixth Sense.
Very good.
He was great in a guest role in an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, good. He's got a round little cherub face. Number four, Christopher.
He's fattened up a bit, and I actually think it works for him.
He's got a lovely little round cherub face. That's what his agent says when someone rings up looking for Haley Joel Osment. Did I mention he's got a little round cherub face?
He's kind of like the bizarro Edward Furlong in that.
Big time.
Like he's gotten older and sort of tubbed out and kind of scruffy in that, but it actually works for him. Whereas you see photos of Edward Furlong now,
doesn't.
He just looks bad.
Yeah. Mm. He looks like he's gone down on some heroin or something.
Gone down on
is that the lingo? Is that the lingo, Adam Drummond?
I think so. Yeah.
He's gone down on heroin. He's like, oh man, I'm gonna get this heroin and go down on it.
Yeah, Christopher Lee and Ray Winston.
Wow, doot.
Christopher Lee
and Ray Winston.
Yeah, it's not a sex tape either.
Blimey,
it's actually a film.
Is it
2011? Help you out here. 2011 film.
What was he in that was... It's a British crime kind of thing.
Layer Cake?
Yeah, I'll give you another clue. Actually, Layer Cake was Daniel Craig. That'd be good if I could tie them all in together.
And Michael Gambon.
Yep. I'll give you another star. Ben Kingsley.
Sexy Beast.
Yep.
But it's the next one. It's the next one after that.
Yeah, they're in that together, but together. Not
it's the next one after that, I'm sure. Like, it's the same film.
The Limey.
If you're thinking
about
gangster
films... No, that's Terrence Stamp. It's not that. It's not. That's Terrence Stamp, the Limey.
Give you another actor, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh, what?
Oh, Hugo.
Yes, Martin Scorsese, 2011 film. Well done.
Also, right. Jamie is now winning.
Don't think you can win.
hey, Ray, I could tie.
Don't know about that. I haven't added
I like this game.
Ray Winston.
I don't.
Yeah.
And John Hurt.
V for Vendetta.
No.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Prisoner of Azkaban. Chamber of Secrets.
Are they both in that? I would have looked that up on IMDb. No, it's not the answer. But
no, I'm just guessing at what might be John Hurt, something John Hurt's done recently that maybe Ray Winston might have done.
If you go back to the way you were just thinking, you'll come
the crime stuff again. Okay, go back to that.
Sexy Beast?
No.
No. So you haven't mentioned it, but it is.
Ordinary Decent Criminal.
No, but it is in that sort of gangsterish kind of vein.
Rock and Roller?
I'm thinking of a film that Ray Winston did, and I just cannot think of it. And
give
I'm pretty sure it's the one
of
that.
Give you another couple of actors in it. Ian McShane. Love Ian McShane.
Yeah. He's brilliant. Great. He's amazing.
Hey? Looks like his face has been around the world a few times, doesn't it? It's been well trodden.
Well, that's why he's such a great character actor.
I'll tell you who's got a well trodden face. You know, you watch those Hollywood actors. Do you know who is referred to as the German Paul Newman?
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. I watched him in an episode of True Blood the other day.
He's not German, is he?
Yeah.
Rutger Hauer?
Yeah.
He's the German.
I thought he was Dutch.
Oh, maybe he's a Dutch Paul Newman. I don't know.
I think he was originally German speaking.
Oh, look, someone look it up and get back to us. But anyway, he does look like Paul Newman.
But they don't speak
or Belgian
German.
Even, isn't he?
The Netherlands.
He's definitely not Belgian. But
he might be Swiss.
No, I think you might be thinking of Hercule Poirot.
No, I'm not.
But
Hercule Poirot
is
fictional
French, you dickhead.
Character.
He's not French. He gets annoyed
Poirot.
About being called French.
Oh, really? He's not?
Yeah, no, he's not. He's
what
Belgian.
Is he? He's Belgian.
He is Belgian.
Fictional.
He is fictional.
If you meet David Suchet, who plays him a lot in the...
Plays him too much, I think. Give it to somebody else, mate. So,
but whereas Inspector Clouseau... Real. And French.
Correct. Inspector Clouseau is a real French.
No, we don't know this movie. Just put us out of our misery.
Ian McShane's in it.
Ian McShane.
Tom Wilkinson.
It's like Bronson or something. It's
one
it's
of your co-stars, Jamie Way.
Yeah, that's although I never got to meet Tom Wilkinson.
Yeah, and I saw you in the barbecue scene because I got it out the
other
day.
Technically, does that make it a co-star?
Can I quote?
If you're never actually in the same scene.
Can I quote as close as I won't get it exactly right, but can I quote Jamie Way from?
What do you mean you saw the scene? It got cut.
No, he's in it.
Oh, much of my scene got cut.
Yeah, but
I'm still in it.
He's in it, and can I quote you from it?
Yeah.
Oh. You said a line.
Shut up. Fuck. I'm trying to quote him.
Sorry.
G'day, mate.
Is that it?
I think that's what you said. Joel Edgerton comes out from the house.
Hey, Mel.
He says, g'day, mate.
Brendan, how you going again? Good, mate.
It's good, mate.
I was close.
Wow. I'll have a whole other conversation, but they slightly change
But that's where filmmaking really fascinates me is how we're often left with, in the very least in theatrical releases, because often now with DVD and so on, some of that stuff can sometimes be repatriated.
DVD, because I don't know whether there's deleted or extended. Right. If there are, I'd be in
them. You'd be in them. Yeah. But I love how there are these remnants of things.
By the way, we're talking about the movie Felony.
Yeah, I couldn't think of it.
Do you know one of the most famous things in the movie Roadhouse?
Patrick Swayze, Roadhouse.
Yes, Roadhouse. The actor...
Sam Elliott.
Oh, God, and I can't remember his name. He's an African-American actor. He's in Platoon. Is it David... anyway, there's an actor who plays in Roadhouse. He's a barman. Mm. And he's got one line. He's really quite a well-known actor. Mm. And he...
the guy with the deep voice?
Yeah.
Keith David.
Thank you. And he's... Yep. And he's in Roadhouse for a very small amount of time, literally one shot.
Yeah.
And it's one line. But when they shot it, he had this whole subplot.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And they took it all out.
Yeah, yeah.
And just left one shot of
him. When you said
in
Platoon,
there.
Do you mean Predator? Or was he in Platoon?
Platoon. He's in Platoon.
He wasn't in Predator. No. Okay, on to the next one.
Keith David,
same one.
Very famously has a
hang on, you didn't tell me what that
was
that film?
Video game franchise.
What was the film with...
Ray Winston, John Hurt.
Yeah.
2009 gangster film also had Stephen Berkoff in it. 44-inch chairs.
There you go. Bang.
Jamie, you win. Well done. Do you
like all the is there a jingle? Is there a jingle for the end?
Yeah. What did you say? John Hurt, Ray Winstone, Stephen Berkoff.
Yeah.
And
John Hurt.
Tom Wilkinson.
Ian McShane.
Ian McShane. Fuck, I've got to watch that movie. That sounds awesome.
It's the same guy who made, I'm sure it's the same guy who made Sexy Beast.
Yeah, apparently it's disappointing. But anyway, you go and watch it. Tell us what you think. Maybe do a movie review next time.
Spoiler.
So do you have to go?
Oh, fairly shortly. Right, do you want
to? No, I've got things to talk about. Something? But if you need,
well, let's talk about one more thing and then we'll wrap it up.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about, which I saw in the Daily Telegraph, disturbed me no end on the weekend.
Just the existence of the.
That's
Daily
the local rag for those of you who
the local
don't
Sydney
know.
Rag. Daily Telegraph, not the advertiser.
Oh, sorry, yeah, Telegraph.
No, Telegraph. Was
I am not listening at all today.
No.
What was
these
that?
Headphones. Maybe next time I shouldn't put the Doobie Brothers' Greatest Hits in this headphone. On this one side?
Yeah, well,
maybe, ironically, you shouldn't listen to the music.
And it's rude.
Doobie Brothers.
Nice one. High five. High five.
A female doctor, McMullen, has made the news this week. Not stopped, actually. She was on an ABC interview during the week. I didn't hear it. My father-in-law did. Mm. And she said that a woman, an intern who won a sexual harassment case against a surgeon but has been unable to find work in a public hospital, she said her career was ruined by this one guy asking for sex on the night, and realistically, she would have been much better to have just given him a blowjob on that night. What I tell my trainees is, if you are approached for sex, probably the safest thing to do in terms of your career is to comply with the request. OMG.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
She said that on what? On radio?
ABC radio.
Okay.
And the young interviewer didn't really know how to handle it, apparently, and kind of just let the interview go. But after the interview, the phones went off the hook. And she since said she hasn't retracted it, but apparently...
I'm sure doctor's training has skyrocketed now.
Yeah, so this top female surgeon, she says she wasn't being literal when she suggested the careers of young women would be better off if they had sex with their sleazy bosses. She was just doing it for dramatic effect.
That's one of the worst ways to explain yourself away. That's terrible.
Are we heading back to the days of political incorrectness?
Where does she work? I want to know what her motives were. I mean, does she work for... So she represents what?
So she's a leading what was surgeon, she talking and she about also Mullen. Trains interns. Right.
So is that what she's doing? Is it a bit of a sales pitch?
No, well, she was young basically male saying,
interns?
No, what she was basically saying is that in the medical fraternity, there are a lot of sexual requests by other men and males, and with the young interns coming up the ranks, you know, they respect the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, come over here and let's go out tonight and have a coffee or whatever.
So she was just saying it as a matter of fact that this is
she
happening.
Was saying, well, instead of saying no and ruining your career, you should maybe just go and finish him off.
Okay, no, okay, yeah,
that's
weird.
So that's crazy.
That does not translate into any other situation at all in terms of somehow making that not acceptable, but even understandable.
No,
quite
it's
frankly,
not. It's taking them back.
Crazy.
If it's, anything, it's behind. Like it's yeah. it's they're behind the curve in terms of progressiveness.
No, my point being, I still can't understand why this woman even said it. What was she trying to achieve by saying it?
To stimulate conversation.
Well, I think she's saying that, you know. I don't want to put words directly into her mouth, but like I'm
what
assuming
like
she was kind of shut up. I'm assuming that she was kind of getting at like
she will accept it
if you're gonna go.
Apparently, she will not say
that
no.
If you're gonna go to school for 10 years to learn how to do this stuff, you know, like as shit a situation as it is, if you want that time to pay off, maybe you need to take the odd dick, which is totally crazy.
Yeah. But that doesn't
like that's
again
unacceptable.
But that's suggesting that in other fields where we're all saying it's unacceptable for that to happen, somehow it's because maybe it's just because there's less risk or I don't know, it's weird. Like well, like an apprentice, I'm sure there's a lot of situations in apprenticeships.
I think particularly with medicine, you know, though, it's kind of a sunk cost thing. Like it takes so much time and money to become a doctor, like
but my point being that has absolutely no correlation to the other thing she said. There's no line you can draw between the two, for in my mind, that even begins to explain why that kind of abuse is taking place in that
it
in
explains,
that field.
But it doesn't excuse it.
I don't think it explains it even. You know,
well, you can see
apprentices have to go through long, arduous time, and yet if that's happening there too, which I'm sure it is,
oh God, yeah.
Every single person or would be immediately jumping on it and saying. No, if that's happening, you say no and you whistleblow and you deal with it. So what is it about this that's different? I don't get it.
Well, it's because there's so much more at stake, as I said, in terms of the sunk cost. Like
yeah, sure.
You've got 10 years of your life, hundreds of thousand dollars in tuition fees and stuff like that you have to pay back.
Yep.
And, you know, if you rock the boat and you know, sort of... Even if it's for the right reasons, if you kind of, you know, sink your career, then that's it. Like that's done. I mean, it's a different story if you're talking about like a 2 or 3 year apprenticeship as opposed to 10 or 12.
I find it interesting that her attempts.
But the other thing that is pertinent too is that it's very obviously still a really heavily institutionalized and heavily gendered profession.
Yeah,
medicine. Like it's still really far behind the curve
sure.
in terms of progressiveness. In terms of like you know sexual like gender roles and stuff like that, like it's very obviously still
but
old.
Just
white
to get,
guys
just to be clear, her retraction
not a
wasn't
retraction.
A retraction.
Not at
was
all.
It wasn't a correction even.
No,
it was purely
for dramatic effect. That's what she said, word for word. Anyway, okay. Let's look at something that's on the shoe is on the other foot. This happened in New Zealand recently, and it's courtesy of news.com.au. Thank
you. Hello, everybody. This is Matt Olson. And you may have noticed that our episode finished a little abruptly this week. And part of the reason why we've had to do that is because we had some technical difficulties. That basically means we screwed up. And the last part of the recording was not quite up to scratch. And so we're not going to force you to listen to it. But you didn't miss out on much. Believe me, we just prattled on with the usual stuff. But what we wanted to say, or what I wanted to say, was, as always, thank you very much for listening to us. Please follow us on all of our social media gizmos and send us messages and let us know that you're listening in and that you're really enjoying it and asking us questions and doing all that cool stuff. And as always, of course, click clack front and back. Be good to each other. And we will see you next week. Bye.